This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. When the state of Wisconsin first announced safer at home orders in March, it also ordered a temporary ban on evictions and foreclosures. Unlike the pandemic, the order was limited to a 60-day period, which ended in May. Now, as COVID-19 infections are spiking, so too are evictions. Eviction filings jumped more than 40% statewide in June compared to last year. This story of economic turmoil, followed by an eviction and housing crisis, is familiar to Milwaukeeans, who seem uniquely vulnerable to these problems. Here in Milwaukee County, officials are creating new programs to help residents facing eviction. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Milwaukee County Housing Division Administrator Jim Mathey join Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about these issues and the possible solutions.
David Crowley, James Mathey, thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, as both of you know, we are looking at a looming eviction crisis, and already evictions in Milwaukee County are up 40%, more than 40% compared to last year. What are some of the things that are factoring into this current crisis that we're seeing here in Milwaukee County?
I think that's an excellent question, and thank you for asking. When we think about this crisis related to housing, I mean, it's definitely something that is not new across the country. And particularly here, we've always seen it as a big issue. When you think about how many women have really faced evictions and how many men have been locked up. If you've read the book Evicted, this is actually talked about. But right now, what we've seen is that the COVID-19 has really had a huge impact on many different communities, but in particular, communities of color here in Milwaukee County. And so many people have lost their jobs because of COVID-19. A lot of people have not been able to receive their unemployment checks up until this point. And so we know that this is definitely contributing to the amount of evictions that we have seen since the moratorium was lifted back in May. So we're doing everything that we can to mitigate this issue, to provide some housing assistance.
Yeah, why are people in Milwaukee County seemingly uniquely vulnerable to eviction? I think these are numbers actually from you. 60,000 people projected to be impacted by this crisis, which is four times the annual rate. Is that right?
That is right. That is correct. About four times compared to what we see on a standard annual rate. At the end of the day, I mean, we have issues. And when we think about not only just COVID-19, but the other pandemic, which is racism, it has contributed to many different factors. When we talk about education, when we talk about incarceration, but also when we talk about housing. One of the biggest issues, and when you think about the income gap between white people and black people here in the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, and across the state, on average, if I'm not mistaken, Wisconsin currently ranks at the second from the bottom when you think about the disparities. And so we have to do better. I think our white counterparts make two times as much as our black counterparts here in the state of Wisconsin. So we definitely believe that it is an income issue. But it's really about making sure that people have access to as many self-sustaining, family-sustaining jobs as possible.
Now we're going to go into some of the solutions that you have come up with for this current crisis. But I was curious, looking at just the numbers here, how does Wisconsin compare to the rest of the country, specifically as we're looking at tenant rights? Because that seems to be a big part of this conversation.
So it's a very important part of this conversation. I think we're in a unique position right now with the eviction program that we're working on. There's widespread support for the Milwaukee County's CARES Act allocations for housing programs. This is a program where the tenants obviously need it. The court commissioners are very excited about it, but also our landlords are very interested. A lot of the landlords that we have used in our division, good high quality landlords, obviously haven't been able to collect rent on a lot of those individuals. And we have a lot of landlords that are holding off on evictions, which is great. We're partnering with the apartment associations. So we have a lot of landlords that are holding off on evictions, which is good. And they're very interested in this program as well. So it's one of these unique opportunities where we're able to assist not just the tenants and the clients that we serve, but also landlords as well.
I guess the question that I was trying to ask there is, how do the rights for tenants in the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee County, how does that compare to what we see in other parts of the country? Are tenants here more vulnerable to eviction in some ways, or do the laws really match up to what we see in other states, other counties?
I think for the most part, it's fairly consistent. When you look state to state, as County Executive Crowley mentioned, Milwaukee just has some unfortunate, unique challenges, especially when it comes to racism, as well as a lot of our individuals are low income. Our poverty rates are higher in Milwaukee than many other cities. So I think the laws across the country are fairly similar. We just have some unique challenges here to tackle locally.
So let's get into some of these solutions. Last week, the county announced a $10 million investment meant to stem this crisis. What does that $10 million get us? What does that pay for?
Well, that $10 million is going to, you know, is barely going to scratch the surface when you think about the eviction crisis that we have seen. So this gives us an opportunity to do what we can for those who have been affected by the COVID-19, but also to make sure that we're focusing on racial equity in our long-term strategy. So $7 million of that $10 million will go directly towards rent assistance programs. And we have a partnership with community advocates, and we'll provide up to about $3,000 in a landlord-tenant, basically like a stipend, through a stipulated agreement to make sure that people are not being evicted from their homes. About $2 million will go towards housing acquisition efforts, which will basically give Milwaukee County the ability to purchase additional facilities to house individuals in need. And this is also for, you know, long-term solutions that we're looking at and making sure that we can end chronic homelessness as well. But also putting $1 million towards mortgage assistance efforts for those who, you know, who are facing economic challenges as well. And so this is a three-part approach to what we're trying to do. Again, it's only $10 million. We hope that, you know, we can continue to talk to our federal legislators, state electeds as well, to bring the much needed resources that we need.
When I'm looking at the notes that were sent over to me, one of the other things that was mentioned is, and I'm quoting this, placing staff from the housing division or from community partners in the Zoom courtroom during eviction proceedings, helping families face eviction, access the resources they need to prevent eviction and housing insecurity, end quote. Why is that important?
Sure. So I can touch on that. So one of the things we wanted to be able to do with our CARES Act money is act very quickly. So once the eviction moratorium ended, as these programs get off the ground, there were households already literally being evicted. So we wanted to be able to get to those families as quickly as possible. So we've been in several conversations with the court commissioners, and again, with a program that will benefit tenants and landlords being able to be in those eviction hearings with resources in real time would be a really unique opportunity for us to be able to do. So the court commissioners are very excited about that. We're hoping to start that soon. And we already have a list of every single eviction hearing that has been scheduled that hasn't happened yet. So we're already able to call these landlords, call these tenants, and try to work out plans before the eviction even happens. So we're definitely excited to get in as quickly as we can in these court cases.
You know, as you mentioned, there had been an eviction moratorium in part due to, or I believe entirely due to, the pandemic. We're still in the middle of the pandemic, but that moratorium is over. Is there any way of bringing that back? Is that even part of this conversation?
Well, I guess when you think about the rent moratorium, we would love to have that back. But unfortunately, I think that got caught up in the Supreme Court laws that were passed. And so I'm not sure if we're going to see anything like that. But that's why we're putting out that call to action. That call to action is for, you know, Milwaukee County constituents, but also constituents across Wisconsin should be calling their federal official. Local governments need that direct and flexible spending and resources in order to really tackle this pandemic. Milwaukee County still has to deliver many of our services, and many of those services are mandated, or many people rely on these services in order to get by. So it's really about making sure that the federal government and the governor's administration, as well as state legislators, are doing their due diligence to bring us as many resources as back. Because again, when you think about the $10 million, that's only gonna give us the ability to help about 2,000 families. And as we stated earlier, this can have an impact for up to 60,000 families. And so this is gonna be an issue of resources, and we just need to make sure that we can take care of our folks.
Yeah. You know, you've said 2,000 households, that's 2,000 different families perhaps. What more do you think can be done at the county level to help solve this issue?
Well, we're doing everything that we can. We're continuously having conversations about what other community support programs that we need to help out. We have to make sure that we're leveraging not only all the dollars that Milwaukee County has received, but all the municipalities here. And so we're going to continue to have those conversations about what we can do. We're looking at not only just housing, but what can we do to provide alternative activities that people can still practice physical distancing for our young people in all of our parks. How do we make sure that people can still, come to the Milwaukee County Zoo and feel safe and get to enjoy this outdoor experience? Or whether we're talking about, mental health. We talked about, social distancing for so long that many people stop socializing with one another. And so I hate the term social distancing. And that's why I say physical distancing, because we need people to socialize with one another. We have a lot of people who have been stuck at home, and being at home is not necessarily the safest place for them. So Milwaukee County is going to continue to be a convener, look at the data and the science as to how we continue to open up and deliver our services to those most in need, and continue to do that. But again, we're going to continue to fight for this community and make sure that we are safe as a people so we can have a safe economy once this pandemic is behind us at some point.
So for people who are perhaps most impacted by these problems, specifically people who are facing down eviction, how do they participate in these programs?
Great question. So they can visit the Community Advocates website, which is communityadvocates.net. You can sign up through there. I think I know the number by heart, which is 414-270-4646. I mean, it's really about making sure that you are calling Milwaukee County, calling Community Advocates, because, again, this is a limited amount of funds. And so we believe that they're going to go fast. So we need to make sure that everybody applies. I can tell you that since Thursday, June 11th, when we first launched this program, within the first week, we received about 900 applications. And so we know that there is a need. And so we're going to continue to fight for that.
All right. Well, David Crowley, James Matthey, thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
David Crowley is the Milwaukee County Executive, and Jim Matthey is the county's Housing Division Administrator. They spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.